Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment is brought to you by Springboard Coaching and Consulting and features Christopher Scully, who's joining us from Practical Business Solutions in Los Angeles. Christopher, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill.
It's a pleasure to have you. You're a business coach, and I know that you're a consultant and you help business owners to achieve their business goals, whatever they may be. You say retiring your business is the name of the talk today. But before we get into that, we always like to start by getting to know a little bit about our guests. Can you share a little bit about your background and how you got into this particular line of work?
Well, I've been a business owner, and also I've worked in management really since I was about 17. And I kind of went into consulting mostly because I really enjoy helping people, and I had a few friends ask me for help with their business. So kind of a business was born out of just demand from my own personal circle.
People started telling you, hey, you're good at this?
Yeah. You know, I'd talk to people and I'd say, hey, you know, have you ever thought of doing this or have you ever thought of doing that? And so that's how this business came to be.
So what is Practical Business Solutions? What do you do and who do you do it for?
Well, what I do is I work with small businesses that need help growing their business. And what I do is I sit down with the business owner and find out from them what they feel they need the most help with. Because it really doesn't do much good for me to go in and point out all the things that are wrong if those things aren't particularly real to the person I'm talking to. And so I want to know what are the pain points of the client, and then I help them with that. And usually anything else that I happen to notice then that we could also improve becomes part of the project.
So rather than walking in with a size 9 shoe and seeing if it fits everybody, you take time to measure up someone, find out what their hot buttons are, their front burner issues, and say, let's start there.
Absolutely. There's no one size fits all when it comes to business.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So what are some of the barriers to retirement for small business owners? We talk to a 50-plus crowd here a lot, and they're thinking, you know, I want to retire from my business. What do you see as some of those barriers?
Well, the first, I'll say what I think is the main one, which is lack of planning for it. And I don't mean in a financial sense, because I'm not a financial planner. That's not my thing.
Okay.
But if you're going to retire, the question then becomes, what happens to the business when you're done working in it? And whatever your strategy might be, whether it's you think you want to sell your business or you think you want to just maybe close it down or you want to pass it on to your children or any of those things that you might have as a strategy for your business as you retire, those things require planning. They require an administrative action being taken or organizational action to be taken in order to successfully do that.
So what you're saying is it's okay if your plan is to close down your business and walk away from it, not try to sell it or transition it or anything like that, that's okay, but that takes planning too.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, you've got, especially if you have employees or you have other assets or you have a lease or you have, you know, whatever, all the things that are attached to that business, you have to have a plan for dealing with them.
Yeah, no matter what. Because there is a plan if you don't have a plan, right?
Yeah.
The government's plan.
Yeah, if your plan is wing it, then it's going to cost you a lot more than you might want. It's going to be a much bigger headache than you ever expected it to be. And you're better off with a very, you know, thinking it through in the first place and having a plan that you can then follow to smoothly shut the business down if that's what you want to do.
So what are some of the, so you say, let's start with a plan. Whatever you want to do, whether it's someday retire, some people are going to walk away. What if someone says, I'm going to just close down the business because no, I can't train anybody else how to do it, and What should they be doing right now?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that's my least favorite way for people to retire, but let's take that one up. You've got to look at things like, let's say you're renting space. How long is your lease? When does that lease up? Is that going to align with your planned retirement date? You have employees. How are you going to tell your employees? When are you going to tell your employees? Things like, what do you do with your client base? Depending on the type of business, that itself does have value. And you may want to, for example, a couple of years ahead of time, change your privacy policy to give you the leeway to utilize that client list by maybe selling it to somebody who provides a similar service to you, mm-hmm. so that there's somebody who might be able to take care of those clients in the future, things like that.
And probably looking at your retirement plan, and is there a way you can push that as hard as you can for the next few years for your own benefit, especially if you can, if you're a small company? Harvest as you go?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way I look at that is you always want to set your retirement date based on where you estimate you're going to be financially. Do you have enough in your retirement funds to last you however many years you expect it to last you? And you can set that date with your financial advisor. And then from there, you work backward from that date to take into account all these other things that we've just talked about, so that when that date comes, you're ready.
That's great stuff. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you for some client stories and tips and ideas and precautions for our listeners. I'm talking with Chris Scully of Practical Business Solutions from Los Angeles. We'll be right back. Entrepreneurs and business owners are often so busy working in their business, they have difficulty stepping back and working out how to improve efficiency, increase sales and delivery, and take the business to the next level. That's why it's helpful to have an experienced consultant look at your business with a fresh set of eyes and help you take that step back. At Practical Business Solutions, your success is our priority. We utilize proven and workable management techniques that have helped numerous businesses around the world expand and achieve their goals. We don't just give you advice or tell you what's broken and how we think it should be fixed. We help you implement what we recommend. Practical Business Solutions. Call 877-749-6959 to speak to a consultant. That's 877-749-6959.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you will find all of their interviews and highlights online at ExitCoachRadio.com or on iTunes at iTunes.ExitCoachRadio.com. We're talking with Chris Scully of Practical Business Solutions. And Chris, before the break, we talked about how a small business might go about and unwind their business and maybe prepare for the future to shut the doors. How many years in advance should they start? Is there any magic formula for that?
No, not really. I mean, the main thing is get an outside pair of eyes to help you look at all the various details that you have to deal with, so that you get an idea also how much work there is to each thing. And like I said before the break, you want to work it back from that date that you've set for your retirement so that you start early enough to get everything done. Is there a set thing? Not really. It depends business to business.
Well, I usually tell people the best time to start was 5 years ago. The second best time is now, so let's get started. And what you're talking about is, you know, if you don't have those clear goals, then there's no correct answer. You have to start with that. That's what you're preaching, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, personally, when I talk to a new business owner, one of the first questions I ask is, well, what's your exit strategy? How do you want to exit this business? Because if you start planning for that when you start the business, then you can have all those ducks in a row easily by the time you're ready to exit that business, whenever that might be, even if it's 50 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't have to be an exact plan, but a general plan is good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can always modify it, but the problem is there's so much to do as a business owner. And what are some of the common ways that you work with business owners, for instance, to talk about, you know, what we really need to do is grow this thing? What do you focus on as a just a general comments?
Well, the first thing is intelligent promotion. Right now, when I talk to business owners, there's a lot of confusion about how to market a business. You know, that people are confused about social media, this, that, and the other thing. And I look at a business, and I try to get from the business owner, if I'm not particularly familiar with the industry, you know, what is your client profile and where do those people exist? For example, if you're a plumber, people are not necessarily going to look for you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They're going to be looking other places, so you want to promote on those channels and don't worry about some things like Facebook. If you have a restaurant, Facebook's a great place for you to promote. So it really is that intelligent promotion of your business, keeping in mind what your customer profile is. That's always the first thing to pay attention to.
Good point.
The next thing is sound organization. That's usually a pretty weak point for most business owners, especially when they start out, because you go into a business because you're good at something, you're passionate about something, but you may not necessarily have a great organizational mind, let's say, and or even experience in organizing people and personnel and resources and things like that. So once you've promoted, though, you're going to get traffic, and you're going to need to be able to deal with that traffic, which means you have to be organized.
And, you know, we deal with this a lot. We hear this a lot from our listeners. They're saying, you know, the phone book was easy. It's so many fragmented ways to get in touch with so many different customers these days. And they'd really want somebody to come in and help them step back and look at all this. And part of that is the assessment process you're talking about is, well, let's really figure out who your most profitable customers are, first of all. And figure out, are we targeting them properly? Do you get involved with all that or something? You'll say, okay, we recognize we have a problem here. I'm going to coach you through this, but we're going to need a specialist team member to come in on that.
I do a little of both. It really depends on how severe the situation is or, you know, whether or not it's an area that I feel I'm expert enough to deal with. I'll give you an example. We were going to lead into stories anyway, so I'll just go right into this one because it actually illustrates the point that you're asking about. I had a client who had a dog walking and pet sitting business. It was just her, and she wanted to basically, as she put it, get off the streets and not be walking so many dogs so much, but also at the same time increase her income. And what I did is I sat down with her and I went through her last 6 months of business and found that she really wasn't utilizing her pet sitting capacity, but she was practically maxed out on walking. So I said, okay, well, stop promoting walking as heavily and start promoting your pet sitting and try to maximize the number of pets that you're legally able to handle in your space. And she did that and had the best year ever.
Great. So you came in as a change agent, basically, and said, let's think through this and let's do this, where in a lot of people, they wake up and they run. they run their business, and so they don't have time for someone like you who can come in and say, look, let's take a look at this, let's analyze it, let's create an action plan, and let's do it.
Exactly.
Perfect. That's a great step. Give us a couple tips, ideas, or precautions for our listeners, Chris.
Well, I think probably the most important one is that you can never be promoting too much. A lot of people I talk to, they have one or two marketing channels they might be using, and they could do more, but they either think that they can't or that they shouldn't or whatever. And you always want to have the problem of too much traffic and not too little. because you can always organize around too much traffic. But if you're sitting there waiting for the next customer and then waiting for your phone to ring, that's a lot harder problem to solve. And it's also a lot more financial, has a lot worse financial impact on you. So always put promotion first. And the more you outflow promotion, the better your business will do.
Great. Great tip. What else do you have?
The next thing is, interestingly enough, you got to train your people. If you have employees, you've got to not only train them, but put what you're telling them in writing. Because if it isn't written, it isn't true. Nobody can then fall back on what they were given, because if you give it to them all verbally and they misinterpret it, where are you going to go? So you always want to put things in writing so that they can refer back to them. And if they make a mistake, you can pull it back out and say, okay, see here, this is what you didn't do. And it's easy to correct them. It's empowering for the staff, and you get better results as a business owner.
That's great. That's a great tip. And Chris, we're going to have to wrap up today, but I hope you'll come back again and share some more ideas, because I've learned a lot from our interview, and I'm sure our listeners have. It's very valuable advice. So, Chris, how do people get in touch with you?
Via my website, which is www.practicalbizsolutions.com, or give me a call, 818-414-6542.
It's Chris Scully that we've been talking to from Practical Business Solutions. And Chris, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
We'll be right back after this short break, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.